Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the State of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day, and it's already the 6th day of December, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the climate basin. And they're talking about snow. They're talking about days of snow, but I've heard them talk about it before. We'll see what happens. We can hope. That being said, what are we going to jump into here? Oh, the 1963 list, current communist goals in becoming a reality right before our eyes. And this is from Vigilant Citizen, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the State of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
When you turn the mic on. Okay, the 1963 list, quote, current communist goals in becoming a reality is becoming a reality right before our eyes. This is from Vigilant Citizen. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. I was 2 years old when this came out. So let's see how far they've gotten. The document, Current Communist Goals, lists 45 objectives pursued by the communist to overthrow America from within. Although the document is over 60 years old, it ain't over 60 years old, it is more relevant than ever. In fact, everyone should read it now. Right now, here's a look at this important list. Number one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Well, they're working on that, aren't they? Joe Biden's in bed with the fucking communists. Well, the communists are goddamn have this country occupied at the highest level. They do not have it occupied. The land, the 390 million square miles of fucking land they don't have occupied. But they sure as hell got that White House, and they sure as hell got that goddamn Capitol. Constantina wire and a fucking army guarding them. U.S. willingness to capitulate preference to engaging in atomic war. Like I've said before, you know, there's the 12 to 20% maybe, but I don't know any free man who is a true fucking free man, who will not accept the fucking removal of the fucking Bill of Rights, is not willing to I can't say the word, in preference to engaging in atomic war, because I would rather be fucking dead. I would rather fucking blow this whole fucking planet up than live as a slave on it. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Go fuck yourself. It ain't never going to happen. You try, you come, that's the war. We'll fucking see about it. We'll fucking see if we'll, those other two fucking things just before it count. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. By God, if that shit. Trade. Bill Clinton gave our ICBM guidance systems over to the fucking Chinese. So yeah, you could say that one is fucking, they've accomplished. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Shit, loans. Fucking giveaways. It's an international corporate mafia. They're trying to make it look, they're trying to make it look like a thing that's happening that's going to be a worldwide. It's to control the fucking glam, the little people, the people who do not count, who aren't really people because their soul is fucking animals, according to the Zionist fucking Jews, who are the fucking creators of communism. Oh, man. Let's see. Where were we here? American aid to all. You fuck. Aid, hell, every nation you can get, going to aid, just come to the fucking border that's wide fucking open, and I think that's a bigger fucking threat. And it's become to the point to where money isn't the fucking real object here. It's just goddamn will, and whether you fucking bend your knees and become a fucking communist, or else you'll take that bullet in the fucking back of your head and fucking be out of this goddamn world and out of the fucking misery. I'll do neither. Grant recognition of Red China, admission Red China to the UN. Boy, that one's been done. That's been done. In fact, they've taken over the fucking, they are the fucking UN. They're either to be the ones that are going to be the enforcers. They're the ones that are going to enforce communism on American nationals, they think. And if we quit polishing these fucking guns and quit playing fucking games, we have every goddamn right under our absolute ratified fucking law, December 15, 1791, to blow these motherfuckers out of our fucking country, reestablish our fucking borders, and throw every motherfucker out of here who came as an act of fraud under that 14th Amendment, fraud, or under any goddamn executive dictate, under any kind of goddamn notion that this land that belongs to we, the people, as individuals, could be taken from us as a fucking whole, without due process of the law. That's why the Bill of Rights is in place. They would have to take it from each and every one of us. Everything they've done is a fucking fraud, and fraud is, there's no statute of limitation, and it has no binding effect in law. Provide American aid to all nations. We did that. Grant recognition. We did that. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Well, we're kind of a little past that, aren't we? Because the wall did come down. And you know what? Freedom didn't get in. Communism got out. And that was the whole fucking plan of Ronnie Reagan. The one that these fucking Trump-tard idiots fucking worshipped. That worshipped Trump, worshipped back then. You are the stupidest fucking people to ever breathe there. You are traitors to your people and you're traitors to your country. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Well, they've done everything to sabotage our fucking defense systems that aren't actually our fucking defense systems whatsoever. They belong to the fucking United Nations. We just fucking pay for them. And I think the people within the goddamn apparatuses are World War I, go die to preserve freedom and liberty in the United States. World War II, go die to preserve freedom and liberty in the United States. Fucking Vietnam. Go to Vietnam to fucking fight the spread of international communism so you don't have to fight on your own soil. Before that, fucking Korea. Go to Korea and fight and die to keep the fucking communism from spreading through the fucking world. Because the communism is the controlling mechanism, and it's not for fucking everybody. It's only about fucking two-thirds up the fucking pyramid. The ones at top are, it's a fucking monarchy at the top. And communism is communism and slash fascism. They don't throw that shit in there because these were the people that, this was the communist list. But fascism, they took the best elements of fascism and communism that worked the best to control the fucking people and implemented them and called it fucking democracy. We were warned about democracy from the fucking beginning of this fucking country. Democracy, it just ends up destroying itself. And everybody involved with it. So quit calling our country a fucking democracy and start calling it fucking, well, you can't even call it a republic because they fucking unlawfully removed the fucking, well, the Constitution was never fucking legit. No fucking hell. I mean, goddamn, this could go around forever. It's like wiping your ass on a hula hoop. Just keeps getting stinkier and shittier. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Well, we fucking gave the satellites, hell, we gave them the goddamn plates to print the fucking money. We don't even know how much was fucking printed. We built the Soviet fucking Union to be a threat to our fucking people and to our autonomy and to our freedoms and liberties. There's no fucking doubt about it. And it was done right in front of our faces, just like the rest of us. You know, we sit here and we look day to day at this shit that's being done right before our eyes. And we're just sitting here letting it happen. Well, we ain't the first ones. It's been generational, and it has to stop here because this is the thick edge of that wedge, and they're fucking driving it in, and we're not doing anything to fucking stop them. Provide American. Okay, we did that. Okay, allow also satellites individual representation in the UN. Fuck the UN. The UN cannot exist. If you have a goddamn sovereign country, there can be no other outside fucking government force that can fucking trump your sovereign fucking government that you created. And we have a sovereign government. We have a sovereign law. And it's called the Bill of Rights. It was created, written and, it was ratified by the states back in December 15, 1791. It was completely ratified. It was the law of the land. And that's when it was added to that fraudulent constitution so that they could try to dismantle those fucking rights, dismantle the procedural due process, and march forward with their fucking communism / fucking fascism. Both of them being fucking capitalism. Set up east. Oh, we did that, okay. Promote the United Nations as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the United Nations as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other as they are now doing in the Congo. Well, as they are now doing, you know, right here. You have the goddamn fascists and you have the communists. You have two fucking elements that are competing to see who's going to fucking subjugate our people, disarm us, and make goddamn third world slaves out of us. And fuck, it ain't going to happen, son of a bitch. We're not that fucking ignorant. And, the people who are going to fight understand. That once they step up and they start shooting, that's it until the war is over or they're dead. But you will be free from the time you pop that first fucking cap until you're dead or the fucking war's over and you fucking have regained your autonomy, you've regained your nation, and you've regained your fucking authority. You're free. For mankind, if its charter is rewritten, yep. Reset any attempt to... resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. They're fucking walking around in our goddamn streets telling us that we're conducting a communist revolution. I think that they fucking got that one pretty good. I mean, there was a time to fight. Like, if you were called a fucking communist, you were fucking shit, man. You were mud. And it wasn't that goddamn long ago. It shows DeGoya because they, you know, infiltrated the schools in the early 60s. It shows DeGoya, that they fucking, broke the country and put mom to fucking work instead of raising the fucking children. The children were raised by the fucking state and within the fucking confines of the fucking, in the agenda of the fucking Communist Party. And it's not just the Communist Party. I mean, there's a lot missing out of this. This was written back in 1963 because you have a fascist fucking element in here too, because you have goddamn big fucking, what the hell were they calling, robber barons? The son of a bitches in the Silicon Valley, the son of a bitches in Seattle, fucking Washington, that are fucking, they are calling the fucking shots. They are violating the first article of the fucking Bill of Rights under the idea that they can do so because they're a corporation and the fucking Uniform Commercial Code does not contain the fucking Bill of Rights. Well, I've got news for you. That ninth fucking article says you cannot use that fucking Uniform Commercial Code then. It cannot be used. You cannot be contracted out of your rights. You cannot be, have your rights just fucking taken from you. There's only one way that those fucking rights can be tampered with whatsoever, and that's through a common law court, under an individual filing by an individual in their individual capacity against you as an individual, and you don't have to fucking fight the state. Just one individual. And if that individual is found to be trying to use, methods that, that are fucking seditious to fucking relieve you of your fucking rights, you have the right to ask the jury to fucking hang them. Do away with all loyalty oaths. Now, you know, that was one of the things we hit him back, you know, years ago when we were in the courts, was a violation of their oaths. And fucking, it had reached the point then that they would say right in fucking court, we don't recognize the Constitution in this fucking court. I mean, I've heard it said, right, in open fucking court. And so that ain't a court of the United States of these Americas. It's a fucking international corporate court, a part of this international corporation called the United States fucking corporation. And fucking, it has to fucking go. If we want to be free, we have to be, have honest, straight up courts with, judges we elect. Judges that are fucking answerable to us and that do not do have any fucking power except to sit there and wait for the fucking somebody to move that court, somebody to exercise their rights by moving that court. That court by itself has zero fucking authority. It's just, it sits idle until the American national invokes his individual or her individual authority and fucking moves that fucking court. And then the court is, the judge's only fucking power is to fucking protect the rights of the fucking litigants and to protect the law, which is the Bill of Fucking Rights. Continue giving Russia access to U.S. Patent Office. Well, we gave Russia everything. I mean, they gave them the fucking atomic fucking bomb. Just like China got it. But now, right now, China's the one that we're continue giving access to U.S. Patent Office. I mean, the Patent Office held her in the colleges. Fuck, one congressman, he's still fucking that documented Russian fuck or Chinese fucking spy. Is he still banging her? I mean, my God, people, your fathers would shit. They would have never tried this. It's to see that wedge going in further and further, and then you get it until you accept it, until you know you're steaming fucking pissed when you find out about it. But then it just sits there and it entrenches it, just like when they talked about I guess it's Department of Homeland Security. The fuckers listening in on our goddamn our national security agency. You know, the big fucker that listens to every fucking phone call, fucking every, takes down every fucking keystroke on the fucking computer and fucking records it. Yeah, and then, you know, they come out and go, this is completely, absolutely unconstitutional. No, it's against the fucking law. It's not, the fucking Constitution is not fucking law. The Constitution is fucking nothing. It was never ratified by we the fucking people. But that goddamn Bill of Rights was. That Bill of Rights is our absolute fucking law, and it's to our own fucking decrement that we fucking have refused to fucking reinforce it as to yet. We keep backing up, they keep pushing forward, but see, they'll push forward, they don't care to push forward and just stand there for as long as it takes. It's like, you got the clock, we got the fucking time. We're running out of fucking time, people. We stop this shit or it fucking, we all die in the battle to try to stop it. Every fucking free man will. But I mean, to neglect something like this, this is fucking insanity. You're fucking throwing your fucking children to the goddamn fires. Might as well go and be back to throwing fucking virgins in volcanoes because that's what you're fucking doing. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Political parties, huh? You know what political party is? It's for people who cannot think for them fucking selves, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Because you'll go and if you actually understood how a political party worked, you know it's a corporation. And you take their goddamn platform and you read that son of a bitch. You read, oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like, oh, no, I don't think we should do that. No. No, 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 no. Oh, there. Yeah, I want that. I want that. So I'm going to vote for all this shit that I don't want to get this one thing that I do want. And that's the one thing you will never get. That's the thing they were lying about. Just like we're going to take every one of them out of these goddamn United States. Every foreigner is fucking leaving. And we're building a fucking wall. And they're going to come, if they come to it in the first place, once you got the wall, we could have us a fight. We want our goddamn common law courts back. Because you're taken from us without due process of the law and you're giving it to fucking foreigners. That's simple. That's blatant in your fucking face. So what do you want? Number 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. And boy, have they done that. But the courts, when they say the courts, they're talking about they've already captured the fucking courts because you couldn't do that in a common law court now, could you? Because you have the right to fucking counter fucking charge and counter fucking sue. And then a jury gets to sit up there and say, do I want to lose these fucking rights? Or let's see what they say. Weaken basic American institutions. American institutions are not what this fucking country is about. It is about American individuality. This country was supposed to be a republic set up for the to protect. Well, you know what the hell am I trying to say here? The United States was supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, which were outlined clearly in the Bill of Rights, are still outlined clearly in the Bill of Rights, which is being fucking usurped. You can't say otherwise. Or you're lying to yourself and you're lying to whoever you're talking to. Get control of the schools, boy. By God, they did that. Fuck, we should have. I mean, why in the hell did we do that? Why did we why? I would like to ask my ancestors. I'd like to fucking ask my great-grandfather or grandfather, whoever in the fuck was there when they started putting these fucking schools in. The schools used to be the fucking churches, and you know, you fucking would send your kids there, and you knew what was being taught. It was being taught right out of the Bible, and you know, the morality and everything. It kind of, I mean, I'm not a believer, but I'm a believer in fucking morality. And that's what happened to our morality. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. They're not doing that, are they? Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. There's not supposed to be any teachers' associations. There's not supposed to be any collectives with any kind of power over the fucking will of the individual. If you want power over the will of the individual, you have to come to at that individual as an individual in your individual capacity, and you have to go through that procedural due process outlined in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute fucking law of we the people on this goddamn land. Put the party line in textbooks. No, they haven't done that, have they? And this shit was written in 1963. Did somebody read this and say, hey, when they started doing this, well, I guess, gain control of all student newspapers. Students, you know, I keep hearing about these little Khmer Rouge motherfuckers. You know what? They ain't fucking bad. I hate to say it, but you want to act like you're a fucking a man. It's just like, you know, the women, you know, stepping up and getting in your fucking face. You want to get in the face of a fucking American man and violate that person's right to be left the fuck alone. You get knocked out. I don't give a fuck who you are. And what, you spared the belt. That first thing they started with was abusing children. Remember that? Fucking, you know, when I was a kid, man, you got in trouble, you got a fucking whipping with a fucking belt. And your parents, I dare you to go tell my dad he couldn't whip his fucking children with a fucking belt. He'd have shot your fucking ass on the spot. But again, the thin edge of that thick wedge. And they've driven it in so fucking deep that now little fucking, little prick motherfuckers are walking around telling their fucking parents, I'll do this or I'll do that as I goddamn well please. Well, we're going to see about that, children. I mean, fucking, they'll want to put a gun in your hand, but I mean, when you turn 18 years old, put a gun in his fucking hand. We'll see if he can beat somebody that's been shooting for fucking 30 or 40 fucking years. I mean, our generation had better get off our dead fucking asses and we had better act before we're too goddamn old to do so. Because we have to lay out an example. How can these children know what fucking right and wrong is? If you're not giving them an example, you're not explaining them. All you're doing is chasing that fucking mammon and social climbing and fucking, you know, that fucking outdoing the Joneses next door. The sickness of it all. Gain control of, okay, we did that. Use students' riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. In the first place, there are no programs. There are no organizations. We are fucking individuals. If we enforce our goddamn individual liberty, they can do none of this to us, people. Every one of these things is a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. And it could be taken into a common law court. That's why the common law courts were removed. They were the first thing that was fucking removed when they started enacting their goddamn fucking communist agenda. Because they knew that we'd fucking rip them apart. Okay. Infiltrate the press. Shit. Press was infiltrated before 1963 already. It was infiltrated when it was still being coming off of fucking... back in the 1776 and 1775 and 1774, when the printing presses, it was already fucking, it was taken over by the goddamn Jew motherfucking Zionist bastards, wasn't it? Old Albert Pike, he fucking called it. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy. They have no fucking control, people. They are 12 to 20 fucking percent. They're only doing what we are allowing them to do. And us allowing them to do it just fucking shines a light on us as goddamn fucking cowards. Plain and fucking simple. We could throw these cocksuckers out of this country in one fucking day if we all were of the same fucking mind and just did it. Just walked out the fucking door and did it. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Well, I guess they fucking have done that through the fucking Jews. The Jews control fucking radio, TV, and pictures. And I mean, when the internet came out, I mean, this is something they couldn't see back in 1963. But when the internet came out, man, that threw a hitch in their get-along. So many people learned so much truth. And once a truth is out there, man, it's hard to stamp it out. Because everybody's searching for the truth. When shit is going bad, when things are going south, when things are getting worse every day, you're looking for the goddamn truth because everybody knows that the truth is the only way out. You keep following the lie, you keep heading further down the fucking hole. And goddamn if we ain't down in that hole quite a fucking ways, people, and we better fucking start fucking enforcing the fucking truth, which is that goddamn Bill of Rights. Gain control of key positions. We did that. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms, and by God, you go out and look. Like tearing down the statue. First it was, oh, because it's racism. It was racist. If there was any race involved, what we're talking about is history. What you're wanting to do is wipe out the fucking history because that is how communism works. They have to destroy what is there and then rebuild it back in an image of communism. Under fucking communism. In the shadow, there's a little bit you got to get past to do that, motherfuckers. And I don't know. I believe sincerely, there are 40 million ready to go right now. And once they do go, there are people out there that are on the edge. They'll jump. They'll just jump and do it. We got to do it. Everybody knows we got to do it. Fucking do it or be a slave. Be a fucking slave. I mean, all your life you were fucking taught how bad slavery was. Slavery is such a terrible thing. Then we find out, you know, fucking everybody was a fucking slave in the beginning except for the aristocracy of the fucking king. Just like now, everybody's considered fucking goddamn a subject under the fucking 14th Amendment. A subject cannot have fucking rights. A subject cannot own property. A subject is the goddamn possession of a fucking monarch. And that, and they've achieved that to a point, but with the 12 to 20%. But when this fucking shit breaks out, they're gonna wish that they're gonna hang. By law, by honest fucking law, they are going to fucking hang. And when they come at us as a goddamn army, we're gonna shoot them. We're gonna shoot them dead, and we're not only gonna just shoot them. We're not just gonna, it's like, all these years I listen to Mark Carney for 30 fucking years. Oh, defense, defense, defense. Defense my fucking ass. We gotta keep the moral high ground. If you can get higher on the moral high ground than what the fucking Bill of Rights offers, I fucking wanna see what it is. We've been standing on the highest high ground that there's fucking possible for fucking 50 fucking years now and letting this shit go right past us and allowing it. Because this defense, fuck defense, wipe these cocksuckers out. You have the goddamn authority from the Bill of Rights. You have the right, you have the duty. Do you have the balls and the fucking backbone? That's the only question. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have the fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the mystic. set for Cancun. You know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock on gypsy soul, just like way back in the day of the old. And together we will go into the mystic.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:40 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. Something not hateful for just a second. Made me make you think back to fucking the illusion of freedom you used to have anyway. Where were we on this communist bullshit? Oh, we were at 23. Control, I think. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. And that, fuck, that's what we've seen. I mean, that's what all it is. I mean, some of the trash they put up there. I mean, look at fucking Hunter Biden, $500,000 for blowing fucking paint on a goddamn piece of paper. Oh, I don't know about it. I guess it made people lose their goddamn conception of reality. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Now, see, that's one of those sundry laws. And this is one of the things that, I can say any goddamn thing I want to. That bill, that first article has no limit fucking tations. And I'll say any fucking thing I want. I mean, if you don't want to hear it, turn them a son of a bitch off. That's all you got to do and just wait for them. Because they're coming for your ass. Oh man, censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Well, you had your, for how many years did you have your, commentators and your fucking, so-called, journalists who, they spoke and, they would never see even poop. You wouldn't say, but now you know what? We're in the fucking war, people. And people talk different in a goddamn war. When this is all fucking over with, building our morality back will be a fucking challenge. No two ways about it. I mean, look, each one of you, I read the comments. I know what this is doing to people. And look what they're doing to you. But on this one here, I'm not going along with that. Because I do have the right to say anything I goddamn well please. That fucking first article has no limitation on it, no more than any of the other fucking 9 articles. Break down culture standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And it's not just promoting pornography and obscenity. It's fucking I can't read a new fucking book. No more than I can watch it. To watch a movie, and there's hundreds and hundreds of movies. You pick a category, there'll be hundreds of movies. But if it's, past even 2000, even into the 90s, I mean, you're going to, goddamn, here comes a fucking queer. Hey, I mean, that's how these, there's 10 queers in this goddamn country, but we're going to have fucking faggism rammed down our throat. You know, like the boy in the dress that went in and raped a little girl in the bathroom. No, let's put him in this other school. Oh, he raped another little girl in the bathroom. That kind of shit. And to get, and to actually suggest, like, I can't remember the name of the organization, and the, you know, a few years back when they tried to say that pedophilia was a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle if you want to fucking die. You son of a bitches. You are sick in your fucking heads. But see, this ain't for them. This is for us. They're already fucking degenerates. They had Pedophile Island. They had Epstein. I mean, they've been doing this shit for... I mean, God, don't you think that there's shit...
Henry.
Yes, sir.
That organization you was talking about, they was named Mambula, Man-Boy Lovers.
Those there you
facts.
Go. There you yeah. go. Man-Boy Lovers. I mean, people... You, I mean, there, anybody is, has a sense of right and wrong. We know what is right and we know what is wrong. Or we, or, you know, there might be some instances when it's questionable. But again, we have our common law, well, we're supposed to have our common law courts, which we are going to take back. We are going to have our fucking law so that we can settle such disputes. And if it's all a fucking, within the law, I mean, if they try to push something that you know, like stacking a jury or like bringing the jury from their fucking secret societies, like the Masons or the, you know, the Knights of the Golden Star or any of this fucking shit, well, it's not going to jibe because they're going to have to violate one of those fucking, they're going to have to violate the procedural due process. And they're going to have to actually rule against the law. Then you arrest that goddamn juror. Arrest that son of a bitch on the spot. We'll go to the next jury. And you didn't, you went against the law. Here's how you did it. Here's what you accepted as fucking a truth that was a lie. And you did it because, I don't know, are you a queer? Are you a fucking, transvestite? Are you a man boy fucking, proponent? But I mean, they, we have such a hell ahead of us, people. We are at fucking war. And once that war is over, we're going to have a hell of a job. I mean, because to regain, you have to have fucking morality. I mean, Dion's talked about it before. You know, he's come up and Dion says some things every once in a while that I just so agree with, I can't tell you how much. But just like helping people instead of trying to hurt people. And, you know, honest dealing instead of dirty screwing. It's a whole goddamn basis for our society. We used to be decent fucking people for the most part, but there's always been bad people among us. And the aristocracy, they never changed. They were fucking pervs. They were fucking goddamn pedophiles when they were the rulers in the colony under the fucking king, carrying out the king's fucking directives. They were working on it then. I mean, they want what they fucking want. It's this fucking total chaos. Because out of total chaos, you don't notice that they're fucking piling up wealth. That they've distanced themselves from it. They bought fucking 20 fucking square miles. You know, like fucking Ted Nugent. He has a huge fucking ranch, fucking where he can go and he can hunt whenever he wants and he can do. He's distanced himself from it. He doesn't have to live with what he fucking supports. And he supports the goddamn fucking fascist side of this equation, this goddamn capitalist fucking this capitalist goddamn fucking agenda. He supports it. He brags about how he's been a reserve police officer and all. No, you've been a reserve fucking traitor, Ted. You son of a bitch. And you're going to answer for your goddamn crimes just like everybody else. I know you're living your life and you think that you are free because you can, you know, you've accumulated enough money from people. You know, that son of a bitch, he would go on stage. When I was young, I mean, they would have, you know, concerts. He had concerts and everything. And the music was awesome. I mean, and Ted Nugent can play a fucking guitar. But he would actually and spit on the people there because they were all smoking pot and shit and what have you. And he was just fucking spitting on people. I mean, goddamn, it shouldn't took long to just say, get the fuck out of here, Ted. I don't care how good you play the guitar or what the music sounds like. You're a fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking piece of dog shit. But this is what they want. They want their corporate fucking fiefdoms just like Teddy's got his. and they want to be able to see they can get that way they can set and they don't have to have people crowded up around them as they pump the fucking people into this country until you can't find a place to fish on the fucking river. You can't find a fucking place to park where there ain't somebody that you can fucking see or hear. I mean, this has happened in the last 10 fucking years, people. It's come to the fucking point. Shit, the first fucking day that you could really get out. Oh, man, what was it? A couple weeks ago. And we just, I mean, we drive just like a few miles out of town. There's a little place we pull up in to shoot. And here's a fucking herd of son of a bitches. And they all got these four wheels. Rah, rah, this noise and all this fucking shit. And, but you, they come and they don't, you know, they're taking fucking what belongs to you. I've lived here in this way I've lived, you know. They talk about the fucking, wrong, how wrong it was to take the culture of the fucking, the original fucking Americans here, the Indians. How wrong it was what they did and came in. I tell you, I can relate to how those Indians must have felt. And I mean, I talk to a lot of my friends around here who are Indians, and they feel the same way. We're watching this whole, our world be destroyed right in front of our fucking eyes. They're talking about, I don't know, I hope we get the goddamn snow. But if there is no snow, excuse me, if there is no snow, they'll be blocking the goddamn roads again. Another thing I noticed is that when they had these fires, I mean, all you really had to do is go out and all that's ever been done here is if there was a fire out there, you put a fire ahead, stay out, you know, because there's people back there fighting the fire. But no, they had goddamn Humvees with two or three fucking National Guard in them coming up and blocking the goddamn road. They don't have the authority to do it. They can't have the authority to do it. It's a violation of the fucking law.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you something about that. You know, for the past few years, I mean, you've been living out there for a while, but it seemed like every summer there's been fires out there. Let me ask you this. Are they doing that with the communist Chinese to try to run you guys off the land or something out there?
Absolutely. No, yeah, what they're doing is putting us on, if they shut off the fucking woods right here, what they will have done is put us on a reservation. You see what I'm saying? If you can't go off this road here, you can't go off that road, you can't go, there's only one road you can go down, and you got it goes to a certain place, and then you got to go on the highways again. What they're trying to do is put us on reservation here. But it's not going to fucking work. There's too many people that fucking have lived their lives out on the in the fucking mountains, and they're not going to be fucking... So, I mean, me and my nephew, and Laura, and his girlfriend, we were out, we'd driven, on, we were somewhere out in the mountains, and a kid pulled up in a firefighting, he had one of the little small trucks that has a, you know, maybe 100 gallons or 200 gallons of water in it, and a fucking squirter. But I recognized the guy. He was a friend of a kid my oldest son grew up with. And he goes, "You guys aren't supposed to be out here." I go, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude?" And he goes, "Well, this is all closed off. And, there's no sign. We came in. There's no signs or anything saying this is closed off. It's not. There ain't no fire even. Anything." And I go, "For what? Fucking what?" And, you know, we had a pellet gun, and we was letting the little feller, we got a little guy, and letting him shoot at the squirrels out the, you know, the groundhogs out the fucking window. And, well, the game warden comes along. With that game warden comes along, it's going to be the biggest fucking mistake he ever fucking made. You motherfuckers want war in the fucking forest, you're going to get, well, they about burned all of our goddamn forest down. And this has been done on purpose, and I talked about this the other day. The price of timber. And, you know, and just like the price of cattle. Now, when the goddamn rancher, they're trying to do it just like fucking banking, I guess. When I have a dollar, it's worth fucking about 2 fucking cents. When I hand that dollar to a goddamn banker, he can leverage it 9 times over, and it's worth $10. He hands that $10 over to another banker, he leverages it fucking 10 times more. This is how we got in this goddamn mess we're in. By fucking creating money out of nothing. You can't create money out of nothing. You can't create wealth out of nothing. You have to produce to create wealth. And the people want to produce. The people want, I mean, we were fucking number one, and people were proud of the work they did. But when they sold us on this, you know, 40-hour week and a paycheck bullshit instead of being entrepreneurs and having the goddamn debt-free currency we were guaranteed in silver and gold so that we could exploit our own fucking resources. That's what we've lost. I mean, that's how you kept the government fucking away from you. That's why, how you kept the government from, you know, they think that they can fucking contract your fucking rights away, but they can't. Because that would be a violation of the Ninth Article. No contract could have any kind of force via the highest law of this land. So hard to talk about. By the Constitution, we talk about the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. There's two sets of fucking things there. There's those rights which are fucking authorities retained by we the people, and then there's those rights in the Constitution that that what was supposed to be a government, which was never a government because we the people never ratified it, where they could operate, and their only goal being is to protect our fucking rights, to protect our sovereignty, and to protect our our country at all in case there's of an invasion. To bring the people, it's just supposed to be, like a committee to bring the people together. And it's everybody throw in whatever we needed to throw in to kick the shit out of anybody that tried to take our unalienable rights away from us, that tried to take our fucking law that we ratified in December 15, 1791. It was never supposed to have any kind of control over us. It was never supposed to be armed. If there was a war, then the Congress was to, raise the revenues and, purchase the fucking weaponry or what might have you. But in the first place, everybody in this country was supposed to be armed. It was your responsibility to be armed. It was your responsibility to know how to fight. Because we were the army for this goddamn country. We always have been, and we still are. The unorganized militia is the goddamn backbone of this fucking nation. It is the army, and you're going to fight us, you motherfuckers. You can send your professional fucking army. There just ain't going to be enough of them, and you don't know what we got fucking planned for your asses. But, I mean, it wasn't supposed to be, let's get Tench Kotcher and see what he says about it. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them. So this means, because that's what he's talking about. They always say, we just don't know how to define that goddamn second article. They gave the definition before they fucking put it as an amendment, a so-called amendment to the goddamn Constitution. The Bill of Rights was the First Amendment, and it cannot be fucking dismantled in any way. It's a body of law. But as civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before may attempt to tyrannize, and as military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, this is if another country tried to invade. But the idea of the fucking having, raising an army would have been raised from the fucking militia. The people would have come together as a militia, and the fucking, Congress would have provided the goddamn, food, whatever fucking the people needed to fight the fucking war. It wasn't that it was going to be, the government was never supposed to have its own armies. Just like that DeSantis down in that, see, that's the next son of a bitch they're going to try and shove down your fucking stupid fucking voting votes. Is that son of a bitch there? Well, we're called state defense forces and they're under my control. Well, if they're under your control and it's the goddamn state that's fucking you, that makes them Tory fucking militia, doesn't it? If they are backing the fucking oppressor, the person enacting the tyranny on the people, if they're under their command, then they are the fucking enemy. Just like I was talking about the fires up here. You're getting people used to seeing fucking National Guard out fucking blocking. That's the first time I ran up on one, up on the Sycan, and it was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that out in the woods. And I started to say, I didn't want to go out the road because I knew the fire was up there. I mean, I was close. Hell, when we drove through, we were just looking at the damage that was done. There was still fire in the fucking goddamn woods. But the bottom line is a sign. You can put up a fucking sign. And I would have done it. Maybe I wouldn't do it for the goddamn Californians that don't understand this fucking country, have never been a part of it. They just got fucking money. And they're wanting to flee the sewer that they created down in California and come up here and make a fucking sewer out of fucking Oregon, and they're doing it. Right before our eyes. And the people that stayed here, I mean, after the timber industry went with the spotted owl deal and they put all the injunctions on fucking logging, there was a group of most of the people fucking left because they chased mammon. They didn't love the land so much that they couldn't leave it. We lived hard lives. We worked hard. I mean, we cut wood when we had to. We did what we had to survive here in the jungle. And the fucking, it was all ours. And there was no fucking tension between the people. Everybody fucking knew everybody. Everybody would help everybody. I mean, fucking, it was a dangerous kind of place because if you fucked with, there was no law wouldn't come out here. They wouldn't even come to this fucking place. But everybody had a fucking gun and everybody had fucking balls and you had to have balls and a gun if you wanted to live here and you could live free. You didn't have to worry about somebody coming from the government, which ain't a government, from the corporation and fucking with you. They just wouldn't come out here because fuck man, they'd end up floating down the goddamn river. And it happened here. I mean, at one time in the fucking 70s, they put up a vigilante list on the goddamn door on the Chiloquin Bar. There were cops floating up on the side of the goddamn banks of the fucking Williamson River. They were, I mean, you fucked with people back then. They took care of themselves. And now, I mean, I never thought I'd see the day in Chiloquin when fucking, I mean, everybody's carrying around their 911 balls on their fucking them goddamn fucking their smartphone. I get in fucking hassle here. I don't got to be able to whip nobody's ass. I don't got to be able to fight. I can be a fucking total coward and be a total prick at the same time. Anybody tries to get me 911 balls, 911 balls, balls. Get me some balls here. Well, it takes a little while to get them balls there, don't it? And some people have found that out. And by the time the balls get there, your ass is already beaten to the fucking ground. But here back to the fucking Mr. Koch who fucking defined the second article of our fucking Bill of Rights. Raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private. What's private mean? Private. It belongs to me. It's privately mine. It is not, it's not something, you know, like these buybacks. I didn't buy it from you, government. And it ain't for fucking sell to you. And up here at the top, it describes those goddamn weapons. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not. I mean, this is the person who introduced the second article. And they're saying they can't understand it. They can't define it. The ultimate power of the sword is not in either the hands of the federal or the state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. We're autonomous. We're goddamn, we're sovereign. We have the right to our own private fucking arms. And I mean, when it says every terrible implement of the soldier, I mean, that, what the hell does that entail? Is that, I mean, you go clear up to the atomic bomb. Who would you trust an atomic bomb with? These motherfuckers that are these communists that are running this fucking place and wanting, and just like we just read off their manifesto there, wanting to fucking us to be so afraid of a nuclear fucking attack and shit. I'll tell you, the people who gave you this goddamn country, they put their goddamn liberty above their lives. If you do that, they can't defeat you. If you enforce that goddamn Bill of Rights, with an attitude that my fucking liberty is worth more to me than my fucking life, they can't defeat you because you do have that nuclear arsenal. And there is enough, we have plenty to blow this whole planet up several times over. So don't fuck with us. But a threat is no good if you're not willing to carry it out. And to carry it out, you must put your fucking liberty before your fucking goddamn life. Would you rather live a life of servitude on your fucking knees like these third world motherfucking calls they're sending up across your southern border? Why do you think they're fucking sending them in here? Because they want fucking people who will not, who don't even understand the concept of putting their goddamn liberty above their lives. But if you're not, but if you're willing to put your liberty above your lives, you will push those fucking buttons. You will destroy this earth. And the person who wants to fucking control you can just say, fuck, I'll have nothing to control and I'll be dead. I mean, it's a simple fucking concept and it was pretty easy to sell back during the Cold War that they created because they told you this will end all war. Remember? I mean, I can't remember because I was just a little baby. But that was the selling point. I read the books. Is the idea of mutual assured destruction meant that fucking you can never conquer the Soviet Union that was built. I mean, before we could. During World War II was a big fucking, and you know, that greatest generation was the greatest generation of traitors to ever exist on this goddamn planet. You went over there and you preserved international communism. You made international communism a threat. And you can go on to Korea when fucking MacArthur was taking mainland China. China would have never been a threat to us. Just think if the fucking Russians were no kind of threat to us because they didn't have shit. Everything they got was given to them by that dirty fucking communist Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who some of his best friends were communists. But he made them a fucking threat to us, just like Billy Clinton made the goddamn Chinese a fucking absolute threat to us, gave them our ICBM guidance systems, and the son of a bitch gets to live out the rest of his life in fucking luxury. And all he gets is a fucking little mark on his fucking record for playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. God damn it, what's it going to take for people to say, we have to stop this, people. We have to fucking stop it. Or you will fight them in your yard. I mean, all it's going to come down to is how many of us have to die because we are going to stop this shit. There's a plenty of us who are not going to live under fucking somebody else's will. We will not live in tyranny. We will not have our property taken from us. We will not have our country taken from us. You will not just write it down on a piece of paper and I will fucking obey. It's not going to work that way. And like I said, we do have enough people to fucking back it. But you got to have that goddamn spine and you got to have them goddamn balls. You got to put that polishing rag away. You got to lock and fucking load and you got to fucking kill the enemy who has declared war on you openly. They told you they are going to destroy your fucking Bill of Rights. That's what the original fucking patriots in this country fought for at fucking Lexington and Concord. Because they were going to take their fucking rights to their property. They were going to take all their property. They weren't going to be allowed to own any property. And they were taking their only means of defending their property and their fucking autonomy and their freedom. So they've had to fight. So you will fight or you will fucking, and like I said, your great-grandchildren, your grandchildren. I hope that the fucking, you know, that the people that fucking went along with this shit, I hope your great-grandchildren, of course they won't because the rest of us will die to make it right, but goddamn it, because we have to do that. Because we're going to have to do what we're going to have to do. We have to insist that everybody who, not like back in fucking, 1789, what might have you, where they just sent a portion of the, you know, the Tories were all thrown out of the country, the Iroquois were thrown out of the country, everybody that went against us was thrown out of the country, but only 3% of the people fought. If you do not fight, if you do not stand up and fucking fight for the goddamn freedom and liberty that you fucking, that God, any person would crave, that anybody, you know how many people would give anything to have what we fucking have just on paper so the, and to have the guns and have a chance? Well, I don't know. Look at Australia. I always thought the Australians were some tough motherfuckers, man. But they turned out to be a bunch of fucking pussies. They handed their goddamn guns over. That, the real Crocodile Dundee, I don't know what his real fucking name is, but he's one of the few people that actually fucking came out there by himself with a fucking gun. He died, but he shot it out with him. They didn't just take his fucking gun. What if the whole goddamn country of Australia had the same attitude? They outnumbered the people who were trying to take him from them, fucking thousands to one. But it was, always remember, all of this shit, this is under the direction of the crown heads of Europe and the fucking Rothschilds and the goddamn Illuminati. That's who's doing it. It's a handful. Compared to the fucking population on this planet, it is a tiny fucking handful. It's a grain of fucking sand on a big fucking beach. But why is it happening? Well, because we're allowing it. Because Mr. Kotcher told us why we didn't have to allow it. And you think that they're going to get up, I mean, is fucker Carlson going to get up on the screen and read Tench Koch's words? When they keep telling, we got to go look at that second article and tweak it. We want to tweak it and tweak it this way. No. It is perfect. It is defined. And it is fucking ratified fucking law. It was law before it was ever attached to that fraudulent constitution. And it's going to be fucking enforced. It has to be. Either enforce it or you fucking submit to fucking slavery. That's all there is to it. You become a serf, like in the old days. Back in England, when the fat ass fucking king sat in his own shit and a fucking, with a ass fucking three axe handles wide, fucking drinking fucking wine like a slob drunk, fucking in gold goblets. Is that what you want to live like? Is that what you want to be? And then they can just say, well, God ordained. God wanted that fat fucking slob drunk motherfucker there to be chopping people's heads off and fucking taking food out of little kids' mouths. I mean, he'd get to work the land that never would belong to him, could never own land, but he could fucking produce, and everything he produced went to the fucking king, and he is lucky he got to keep enough for his kid to go hungry on. So he could watch his kids grow up hungry, and watch his kids grow up as fucking in servitude. I won't do it. And if you'll do it, you're not no kind of man, and you have no pride, and you have no fucking honor. That's all I can say. Anyway, that's enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, just think about it a little bit. Read those words by Tench Koch. There's your definition. You say you don't need to find it. You can't figure out what was meant when they put that son of a bitch as an amendment. What it was meant when it was fucking, what it meant when it was fucking ratified and was already fucking law before it ever got close to that Constitution. You're wondering what the definition is? It's right there. Look up Tenchkoxe. He's the fellow that fucking introduced it and defined it for you. It's defined already in law. And they fucking know it. And they know they can't touch that Bill of Rights. When they touch that Bill of Rights, when they try to fucking say, we're removing it, we gotta shoot. No matter fucking what. No matter fucking what, we have to attack. And that is the word from the trenches.